Overcast skies greet us on this Tuesday morning. Hello, this is Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. It's 9:04. Dairy producers in Iowa impacted by bird flu can now apply for federal emergency funding.
The USDA expanded its Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish program, also called ELAP, to help cover lost profits from the H5N1 virus. Dairy farmers are required to discard milk from sick cows to prevent the spread of pathogens. Matt Russell is the executive director of USDA Iowa Farm Service Agency. He says expanding the program supports dairy farmers and creates an incentive to get tested.
Because if you are seeing some cows be sick and they happen to have H5N1, then this program kicks in and will provide some support for that lost production.
To be eligible for recovery assistance, producers need a positive test result. Dairy producers can visit their county's Farm Service Agency office to apply for the ELAP program and get more information. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather, flood watch in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. Today, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 86. Overnight, 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms with 1 to 2 inches possible in the Quad Cities, low around 71. And Wednesday, slight chance of morning showers, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 86. Looking to the 4th of July, 40% chance of showers, high near 82. Coming up on Think, the pressure that President Biden is under to remove himself from the 2024 ticket. They'll discuss at noon on Think here on WVIK.